Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
We open the show with Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. Awesome stuff from that guy.
I love Ken Ashcore.
We're
going
to get more stuff from him eventually.
I'll stalk him on the internet until he agrees to be on the show.
Bear, hold on. That's not what this show is about.
That's not what this show is about.
This show is going to be about a lot of E3. And before we talk about that, first off, we need to get some things off of our chest.
It's getting hot in here. I'll agree to that.
It is hot in this booth, so we're going to do a lot of talking and not a lot of sitting, not a lot of waiting. No, it's E3 time.
It's a magical time of year.
It's E3 time and it's Steam Summer Sale time.
It's like pre-Christmas. It's like get hyped for Christmas time.
Summer Christmas because we got the Summer Sale and that's what we're spending money on, but we're spending all our time on YouTube watching the E3.
See, what we're going to spend our money on in a few months.
Right. Well, hopefully. We hope that it's going to be like that. We have a couple of them that are coming out spring 2016. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Before that, we're going to talk about a different type of thing. This is our website. What is it, Bear?
ExpPoints.com. Remember to double tap that P.
We're also on social media, ExpPoints.com/social for Google+ and Steam and Facebook and all that stuff.
I guess we're going to be HoloLens compatible, too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could carry our website around.
Can we go ahead
and
start saying that now? ExpPoints.com, now HoloLens compatible.
I don't know. It'll be through like Spartan or Internet Explorer or whatever
Spartan.
It is. But yeah, so if you want to go to their social media page and check us out, you can look at our PayPal and give us money if you'd just like to donate money because we're awesome and you think so too. Or if you want to donate money for us to do some goofy stuff, Patreon is also an applicable place. We need to revise a lot of it. We've been talking a lot about updating Experience Points as a platform, adding new stuff to it, and we are still doing that. Some things have happened. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're talking about what we did past week. This is All Form the Head by MC Frontalot. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was All Form the Head by MC Frontalot. Awesome stuff from those guys. It's not just MC Frontalot. I think it's like three or four more artists.
Other people who are also...
Yeah, I can't remember who it is, though.
Wow,
we are
great radio hosts, aren't we?
We're
the greatest.
Maybe
fact. I'm the greatest.
Bear, what did you do this past week?
I tell you what just happened. It got so much cooler in here. I am happy about
that. Oh, the air came on.
So happy about that. Right. Anyway, my past week.
We're not going to burn down.
No, so we may be here for the whole show without having to call an ambulance.
That's it.
I watched Jurassic World.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, twice. It was terrible and horrible and awesome. I'll watch it again.
Oh, okay. So yeah, two bear paws up.
Two bear paws up. 2 out of 10. You know, I'll give it to it.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. It's in the vein that Jurassic Park's been going. It's never going to be the original again, and I'm that guy.
So it's just getting more
it's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Raptor Burrs was actually the best executed part of the entire film.
No, don't
it
spoil
was really
anything.
Well done. No, that's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
Raptors in this movie.
There's
spoiler.
Raptors, the bros. Boom.
Awesome.
Anyway, that was the best part. Really well done with Chris Pratt. He did a good job. I did make a huge mistake this last week.
What did you do?
And people have been getting on to me for it. I was watching E3.
Orange is the New Black Season 3.
I haven't even started Orange is the New Black Season 1.
Oh, okay.
I guess I should do that. I hear it's actually really
good.
You don't
want to know what it's like to be a woman in prison?
To be a woman in prison? I don't want to know what it's like to be in prison at all, ever.
Okay.
Like, no.
It's funny that you're like, I don't want to know what it's like to be a woman. You chose, I don't want to be in prison. I could be a woman all day long, but being in prison, I cannot abide.
Well, honey, you know. Anyway...
What were you doing?
E3. I was watching E3 in my prison.
In your prison.
And notice they're releasing the new Zelda. I've only ever played A Link to the Past.
Okay.
So I made the huge mistake of spending $5 in the 3DS Virtual Console store and buying The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, the original.
The original.
Virtual gold cartridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So now I'm going to play all the way through every one of them.
Okay.
And so far my experience is I hate everything and want it all to die.
Yeah, it's definitely a game that is a time context game.
Okay, well, to start with, hey, what's the freaking context? I show up, first block, walk in, it's dangerous, take this wooden sword, good luck, kid.
Yeah.
Might as well what it should say.
Yeah.
I'm running around this world, I don't know why.
Read the manual?
No!
So,
am I supposed to read
the
manual?
Yeah, it was from a time where the story played out largely in the manual.
So I should read the RTFM.
Definitely RTFM.
I guess there's a digital one.
Yeah, I would have to. I think they do it with all virtual console stuff. Read the manual because
it'll
explain, you know, all the little Kit Kat enemies or tit-tat enemies or whatever they're called.
I just know there's these random enemies running around this random world, and I'm finding dungeons and killing things.
Yeah, Zelda.
And I don't know if it's progressing or what the story is. I'm assuming we'll save Zelda at some point.
I'm going to spoil one moment. There's a forest, and you're just going to keep going left.
No, I've already found that forest.
Okay, so how far left did you go before you went right, and you're right back where you started? Because I've gone, I think when I was a kid, I did that for like 30 minutes and then had to go to school or something.
So I'm a bit smarter than you as a child. I only went for about 20.
Okay.
Man,
this is a really long forest.
I was actually playing it on my lunch break, and my coworker walks up. He's like, "Why do you keep walking left in that frame?" I'm like, "Because I'm hoping to get to the end of this forest. Walk to the right." I just came from it. No, walk to the right.
And you're back by the cave.
Okay. So
you started playing Zelda.
So my epic adventure all the way through the Zelda series has begun.
All right.
So far, it's full of heartache, pain, misery, and aggravation, and dying a lot. That game is hard.
Should I, as you explain, I feel like I feel like I should.
That was beautiful. Beautiful rendition.
I should start. We should put the. I don't have the 20th anniversary Hyrule theme.
We should try to get a Hyrule theme mix for next show.
Yeah,
we'll do that. And I did do one other thing. I started playing. I was actually on the Steam Summer Sale looking at things. Noticed that Dust and Elysian Tail came on for sale, but it said I already owned it. And I was actually under my Steam Summer Sale list from last year. So I bought it last year, never played it.
Oh, well.
And then I got to looking at it, realized why I bought it, because it's a beautiful game. The art style is amazing.
Yeah.
But then I never played it. And it's a platformer, and I love platformers. So I started playing it. It is a beautiful, amazing, fun, adorable game. And just one quick thing is Fidget is your sidekick in this.
Fidget.
And she is the most adorable character ever.
Wow.
So
that was just kind of like...
Like, your video game adorable character that you like is wrong.
Bomb.
It's Fidget.
Bomb's been dropped.
Shots fired.
Well.
So, MG, tell us, what have you been doing with your time?
Well, I started playing a little bit more Destiny. I don't go on Groupon much, but when I do, it's to buy video games.
Don't often go
Or LED lights, because they're
How
like...
How many LED lights do you need?
Is that a real question? Anyway, hold on.
Wait, the changing color you want?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you can never have enough of those.
So I went on Groupon, and I got The Last of Us remastered for PS4.
Okay.
Which, The Last of Us is a fantastic game.
Did they already remaster that? Wow.
Yeah, it's been remastered for like almost a year.
I know things.
I want to say probably like 6 to 8 months, because I think they released or they announced it to be released later in the year at last E3. If I remember correctly. But I really enjoyed playing through The Last of Us, and I've never played the Left Behind DLC for it that kind of explains Ellie's backstory.
Okay.
So that was for like $20, and I spent 20 bones, threw it at him, and I got it. It was really great. I spent probably 2 days downloading it because it's like 38 gigs.
Because your internet.
Was
it on a console?
Oh, yeah. It's for PS4 exclusive, so.
And we had this PS3, PS4. Offset about consoles are the worst at downloading things.
Yeah, so I did a little bit of research into that. It's typically because consoles have very little temporary space to kind of put all their stuff. It's like you're moving from a mansion in the cloud to a mansion in somewhere else, but you have to pack everything up, and
have like 5 U-Haul boxes.
Right. You have to put everything in these boxes and then unpack it and then reuse the same boxes.
Over and over.
So it's more or less a space problem. But only temporarily. Obviously, it's a 20 or a 40 gig game. I've got 500 gigs on my PS4. Yeah. You know, I've got the space, but I have to download it and then unpack it and then go back and forth. So it's actually sort of where the problem occurs.
It's a cost-cutting maneuver is what it is, because you have to keep a console price low enough for people to buy them, or
right.
You just get a PC.
Right. Well, even then, there's still the I have to... unpack it. I have to, you know, you can't break that rule or that law.
Well, no,
or whatever.
But just PCs generally have more temporary storage.
Correct.
And
yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've always noticed PCs download things a lot faster than any console.
Yes.
And yeah, I've experienced this a lot of times on my 3DS, for instance. You buy a game in the digital store, it takes it forever to download.
Yes.
Zelda took about 3 seconds and blew my mind, and I was confused. But I literally set it down expecting it to take a while, went, turn around to start making coffee, look, it's done.
Yeah, because it's like 16 kilobytes or 64 kilobytes or whatever. It's nothing.
64 kilobytes, an eternity of death.
That's it. You are forever, Forrest. Well, yeah, so I didn't do... That's about all I did, really. It's been kind of eventful with work and everything. And
yeah, lots been going on work
we've
for
been,
all of
we've
us.
Been doing... I've actually been messing with a Chromebook. I actually have the Chromebook in the studio today.
I was making fun of you for it, but it seems to be working well, because you point out the, like... actually remoting into virtual machines.
Yeah, we use virtual machines at work, and we set it up so that I can actually access the virtual machine via the Chromebook, either in a web browser or whatever.
You don't need a lot of hardware locally.
No, and the great thing about this is that it's got integrated microphone and camera. It's got speakers. It's built on Android, so it's on Chrome OS. Right. The keyboard's really, really nice, chiclety, almost like the Mac keyboard.
Oh, I even asked, you were carrying it. I'm like, hey, is that like some new tiny
Mac? You could tell that they were definitely trying
steal. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I like that.
Apple has made a very beautiful machine.
The neat thing here is that there's nothing. Oh, yeah, it's plastic.
Well, they did a good job of looking like aluminum.
There's nothing removable on this thing, so like you can't change anything about it. But
they were copying Mac.
More, man. It's got a micro SD card for system storage. It's got a SD card for other storage. It syncs up to my Google account. That's nice. It streams everything, provided I have Wi-Fi. And the battery is fantastic on it. I think I got like 9 hours. In medium brightness with Wi-Fi turned on, Bluetooth turned off. So, I mean, not bad.
How much Netflix were you watching?
I was actually on the VM. I was doing some work. So it was really, really great.
Actively using it. So
yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. So I'm trying out the Chromebook. And this is an older Chromebook. This is a Samsung model. They have better Chromebooks out there for less. I think this was probably like $300. They have cheaper ones out there.
Yeah.
So, you get what you pay for. I like the idea of this. I don't know if it would replace my work machine, even though, like, if I was on the go or whatever, if I would take this over a Surface Pro 3 or 4 or a laptop.
If they're offering me a Surface
Pro 3. So the difference there is the price point.
I believe that's a call for a manager expense and how much they want to spend on their
workflow. Yeah, we definitely need to look at this. So that was it. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about E3 because we got a lot of games to kind of gloss over. We're going to blog and talk about it later in a little more verbose format where we're not constrained by time. This is The Legend of Zelda by Vomitron. It's not the 20th anniversary, but hey, it's the best I could do in zero time. Legend of Zelda by Vomitron. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was The Legend of Zelda by Vomitron. Awesome stuff at spur of the moment. We're going to talk about E3 stuff. Now, E3 is still going on, but at this point...
It's still happening.
It's happening.
It is, and Hype Train keeps getting hypier.
The Hype Train keeps rolling all night long.
Breaks for no one.
So far, the big conferences, the press conferences are kind of out of the way. So Ubisoft, EA, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, obviously... a few other ones. I'm forgetting a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but,
whatever.
Anyway, Square Enix, that's a big one.
Square Enix. Who's that?
They made Tomb Raider. They made that one, Tomb Raider game
that
one time.
That one game that no one ever really played?
They also maybe make Final Fantasies.
I don't remember that one.
Anyways,
so I have so many angry fans out there right now.
E3 is. I'm just happy we still have so many fans. Angry or otherwise.
We have seas of them.
Seas.
Oh, I mean, we can't open that studio door right now. We're gonna die.
Yeah.
Angry fans, because I said I didn't know what Final Fantasy was.
Anyway, all the conferences... Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to talk about Final Fantasy for a second. It's a great franchise. They're remaking 7. That's a thing.
That's a big thing that they finally announced. So
I will make fans angry and say I'm not excited about that at all.
You don't really care about Final Fantasy 7?
No, not 7. Like, everyone seems to love 7. I like 9. 9 is my baby. 9 is my 7.
No, I've heard a lot of people 7. I've had some... Some people say I really liked 8, or not but they really liked 8.
Yeah, I feel like I must be the only one out there who's like, 9 is the best.
What's
wrong with everyone?
9, a lot of people like 9.
Yeah.
A lot of people like 9. A lot of people, believe it or not, and I guess it's easier. The way I imagine it's super contextual with how the game was made originally, because Final Fantasy X and X2 have been remade for PS3 and for PS4. And for PS Vita.
Right.
So I imagine the code base for making that game for PS2 was much easier to upgrade than, say, Final Fantasy 7 or 8 or 9, which were all PS1 games, to upgrade. So, I guess we see a lot of games like the Jak and Daxter collection, the Ratchet and Clank collection, the Devil May Cry collection, all these things that got PS2 releases are getting PS3 and PS4 kind of HD updates or remakes.
I would just be happy with Final Fantasy 9 where I don't have to change the discs.
Oh, wow.
That would make me happy.
No, that's the charm, right?
No.
You'd be happy with
no disc. I've already been charmed for hours upon hours of gameplay.
No disc whatsoever.
So much charm has already happened to me.
Well, so even though E3, the conferences are over with, there's still a lot of show floor, you know, things happen on the show floor. So we're gonna be, you know, kind of condensing the information for you online and going to the blog. But let's go ahead through some of these. So Doom got sort of its first big reveal release. Spring 2016 is the release date, sometime right. in the spring. I think spring.
Wait for it.
It's coming. Spring goes all the way to May, I think. So there's that.
Spring goes all the way to May. Dude, but we don't even know how seasons work.
There's this 5-minute demo of Doom, and can I just say, like, it looks like if you were to describe Quake to me, like to anyone,
the original Quake,
okay. where it's like, yeah, man,
it does have Quake vision,
ugly. You know, you've got these guns, and there's demons, and you're like in hell and stuff, and there's Nine Inch Nails blasting in the back. That's pretty much awesome. Doom seemed like. It seemed like the 1990s. You know, middle school, high schooler playing a game that his mom bought him that he didn't know. She didn't know what she was doing, sort of thing.
That never happened to me.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying there. Like, it doesn't feel like it's innovating anything. It feels like it's just going back to the run and gun gore.
And I can say, I'm with you. I don't feel like they're innovating there, but I'm kind of okay with them going back to the run and gunning type of thing. And come on, that chainsaw, man.
Oh, the chainsaw.
That
was good.
Chainsaw.
Though, you know what? I
may just be full nostalgia right now, but
I question how much of that, because the thing that I've noticed at E3 for a while, and I guess I've never compartmentalized this thought and then said it, but I don't like it when games, you can tell when something's a video.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it when they put, like, this was captured in-game with real-time footage or whatever. And you're like, okay. And then you do something. Something happens very cinematically or cinematic-y mm-hmm. in the game. And you're like, I don't want to play a game that is a movie. I want to play a game and watch a movie.
I play Metal Gear.
Well, no. So that's the thing. I play the game, and then I watch a 2-hour movie. And then I play the game, and then I watch another 30-minute movie. And it's like, that's why I played Xenosaga. Xenosaga was the same thing. I played the game, and then I got to the movie, and then I got some popcorn, and I didn't worry about just being stranded out there in a boss battle. That's how it was. But a lot of stuff happened in Doom during the gameplay. This is a long segment talking about Doom.
It is. Wow. Doom!
But I watched something in the gameplay demo of Doom where the guy mm-hmm. sliced the guy with the chainsaw, and I'm like, you know, that animation took way too long. If there's a room full of... No, if it is, that's cool and everything, but if in a room full of bad guys, unless it's like it detects that that's the only guy in the room left, and it just does like a fatality move on the last guy. Like, it slows down in a lot of games. Yeah. It slows down on the last guy in the room. If it does that, then okay, cool. But I mean,
you don't want a demon gnawing on your backside while you're hacking this one up.
Right. I hate being locked into a moveset that I don't really have control over. Likewise, I don't want to watch this, albeit cool animation, a billion times.
Yeah, after about the 100th time, you're like, okay, so, I can slash up demons.
You have to make an impression on all these people.
You said last time it's all about presentation.
It's all about presentation. Moving on, Mass Effect Andromeda. We got a little teaser for that. So they are making another Mass Effect game.
I promise
obviously.
To everyone I will play Mass Effect 3, even though I've been avoiding it for years now.
Then the tagline for this is a new universe. So,
oh, thank God.
I don't know if it's a different universe or completely, or it may be the Andromeda universe. They may be making a pun. They're going to Andromeda and not getting Milky Way or something. Yeah. But The Last Guardian, which has been in production, you know, abyss forever.
They're still doing that.
They're still doing it. For those that don't know, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, made by the same people that are doing The Last Guardian.
One another Shadow of the Colossus.
This may be it.
It may be.
This may be it. Feather Physics and...
Feather Physics!
Dog, Hawk, Bird, Chicken as the Guardian or whatever. so that was cool. Honestly, I would have preferred a Beyond Good and Evil 2 release and
that
trailer.
Would have been interesting.
I think Beyond Good and Evil is one of the best games I've ever played. So Ubisoft is severely.
I just want Interplay to get back together and make me another Descent.
They may be making another Descent.
Yeah, they did.
Obviously, they haven't said anything on that at E3, but whatever. We saw a little bit more from Fallout 4, the character creation.
Yeah, and as always, pumped.
Oh, yeah. We saw a little bit of the VATS engine.
So what I wanted to happen is happening because of the trailer. You start the game before the bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a spoiler anymore, everyone. Canon.
And even the guy said, you know, we don't want to spoil anything, but...
we're gone to.
You know, you pretty much, you're before the bombs, and then you wake up 200 years later, and everything's kind of messed up.
And if I understood them right, I think you're going to be the child of the characters you created at the beginning.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Because if you looked at in the trailer, and this could just be a red herring, kind of to
to get us talking about
you.
It.
Yeah, but like, so the guy in the character creation is the guy that you are after the bombs fall. So your kid,
maybe just look really close.
Maybe it's just
maybe
that
the kid doesn't make it.
So
many things
there was
to
that
about.
There was that Mirror's Edge Catalyst. That was something that
I'm pumped.
I'm so happy that they
have nighttime now.
Something. They have nighttime. Mirror's Edge, if you don't know,
new feature, nighttime.
Mirror's Edge is a runner game where it's not really person. It's first person game.
Hardcore parkour.
I like that. Parkour. HP. Yeah, so it's less about guns because your guns didn't really work that great. You weren't very good at aiming or shooting.
Yeah, that wasn't the point. It's to run, kick people in the face, keep running, don't stop.
Yeah,
you gotta go fast.
Get away from the people. You have to see the lines.
It's kind of like I made the reference to Sonic. I guess it's kind of like a newer version of Sonic.
Sonic or Fancy Pants, one of those two games. Yeah. Fancy Pants was such a good series.
I feel weird comparing it to Sonic now, though. Yeah, this is nothing like Sonic. You just gotta go fast.
Star Wars Battlefront. We had some leaks about Star Wars Battlefront.
There was a lot of people upset for a while about a thing or something.
Yeah, for a while we didn't think we were gonna see one, and then there was like we were making it, and then they're like, cool, and then they didn't show much for a while, and then they showed a lot, and it looks very cinematic. It looks as good as the movies, if not better than the movies at points.
4, 5, and 6 or 1, 2, and 3?
4, 5, and 6. Okay, I don't count 1, 2, and 3.
okay,
I
mean, 4, 5, and 6, the original releases or the CG recreated releases?
The Laserdisc versions. The Laserdisc versions.
Top quality. By the way, that is, in fact, the best quality that you can get for Star Wars or anything, really.
I'm a connoisseur of my Star Wars universe. The cool thing is, you get to relive these epic battles, Star Wars battles, right.
And the first Battlefront was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Now, they will not have space battles in this Battlefront. At least, but, you've got the Hoth, Battle of Hoth, which is amazing. And I think you do it from both sides.
Yeah, which is very interesting. And yeah, that should be fun.
Now they're saying space battles, but they could come off of that. That could be DLC. That could be a patch.
That could be. It's not ready yet, so we're saying it's not happening.
Right. Until, they could say at E3 2015
gets stuff together and updates the code base there.
They could release that TGS. There's plenty of opportunities for them to release the next thing. You already said Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is great. So far, it seems like that is going to be PlayStation exclusive, but that may not be true anymore. That may be on everything.
It'll be true maybe for a while?
Yeah, so that's something else. We talked a lot about Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is a timed exclusive for Xbox One, which I don't know. I hate that idea of time releases for games. Obviously, from you were talking about a marketing standpoint, from Microsoft, this is a great win for them.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing like the medical industry's been doing it for years, where they make a new medicine and then they keep the rights to it for a few years. It sucks for the consumer. It's great for marketing.
Right. And to be fair, I've bought an Xbox 360 before to play Halo.
Well, that's why I bought my Xbox 360.
Right. I wanted to play it. It only was on Halo.
I bought Halo 3 a year before its release. Pre-ordered it. Expecting I'll get a 360 in that year. Never did.
Never did.
And then, like, 6 months later, finally got the 360.
I like first-party exclusives like Halo and Uncharted or Crash Bandicoot back in the day. I liked those games.
Well, we've discussed it before. Consoles need exclusives to be relevant.
Right. Well, I like the fact that pretty much anything from, I think, Santa Monica Studios or, in this case, 343 for Microsoft,
right.
They're going to release these big, triple A, big budget games.
Right.
Uncharted, God of War.
And then, these days, I was going to say, big budget games are getting a lot of crap these days from fans, but I mean, they're still good.
Oh, yeah. I can think of Halo, Crackdown, the exclusive.
The Halo series, I'm going to say, the Halo series at 3, I got very disappointed.
It started
at
3.
I bought that 3 and everything. And then, no, I was highly disappointed, but then Reach came out, and I kind of feel like they've been regaining some steam.
Yeah.
And now, after watching that trailer for 5, I'm full hype train.
Oh, that's true. Guardians.
Gonna go back and maybe get that Xbox One I had pre-ordered and canceled that time.
Halo 5 Guardians got a new, slightly more gameplay full release trailer. Nathan Fillion's in it.
Yeah.
So Captain Mal.
How could it possibly go wrong?
I'm sure they wouldn't
kill off a main character.
They would totally do. That's like Halo's.
That's a Firefly reference.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. I didn't want to spoil anything for the people that haven't seen Serenity. Serenity.
Okay, I'll spoil it. Snape kills Dumbledore.
Snape kills Dumbledore in Serenity.
Sorry. Get wrecked.
So Uncharted 4 got some gameplay footage shown, and that was really, really great. It looked next gen on PS3, in my opinion. And again, I'm saying that from a position of I still own the Uncharteds.
Right.
I will be probably getting rid of them and getting the Uncharted collection for PS4. But I mean, it does.
That's the first thing I do when I get my Xbox One, Halo Collection.
Dude, so a minor thing about the Halo Collection. I was talking about someone today about that. The Master Chief Collection just didn't do. I don't think it's a good collection.
You don't think it's good?
It's one thing where you take a game and you remake it. Obviously, Tomb Raider 1 versus Tomb Raider. The remake, they're very different games.
Okay.
Tomb Raider Anniversary, though, and Tomb Raider 1, they're supposed to be the same game, just with updated graphics.
Right.
Tomb Raider Anniversary, though, failed in all the same ways Tomb Raider 1 regular, you know, version fails.
Well, yeah, they didn't fix any of the old problems.
They didn't fix any of the old problems. And back in the day, the old problems were a product.
So you think they shouldn't do a direct port, that they should remake, rethink the game.
They should re-envision the game in some ways.
Kind of like Black Mesa's doing.
Exactly, because...
And I will say that project is working amazingly.
It's really good. The issue that I have with it is specifically that... When Halo 1 and 2 came out, I'm glad that I can play Halo 2 again. Don't get me wrong, with the Master Chief Collection, because it was a long time coming. I didn't want to install Vista just to play Halo 2.
Yeah.
But, you know,
no one should have to install
Halo
Vista.
1, Halo 1, they didn't change anything in it. It's exact, you know, step by step, the exact same thing. And Halo 1 back in the day was amazing. Halo 1
it
now.
It saved the Xbox.
Right. But Halo 1 now. Not so amazing. We're going to move on because we're taking a lot of time on that. No Man's Sky, got some stuff. Horizon Zero Dawn, which is new from Guerrilla. They did Killzone.
Yes.
Horizon Zero Dawn, the best way I could say it is Viking Skyrim, awesome girls from Game of Thrones fighting robot dinosaurs. It looks amazing.
I mean, if that doesn't get you excited, then you're not alive. Sorry.
Devolver Digital actually had a pretty good showing with some of their games. Ronin, Atir, and Mother Russia Bleeds. But my favorite one, first off, Atir looked amazing, but Crossing Souls looked really great. I'm going to post a link to that because, first off, Devolver Digital, they publish games Hotline Miami 1
yeah.
and 2. If you don't know.
And those are great games.
Lufthrausers.
Buy them now. I'm sure they're on the Steam Summer Sale or
yes.
something.
Yes. I think they did Lufthrausers. Maybe the Denton, but... I may be right on both of those. Anyway, Crossing Souls looks great. A big amazing thing happened that no one guessed that this was going to happen, because I think people care, but I don't think people care enough. Shenmue 3 was announced started on Kickstarter, was fully funded, and then also is getting Sony's help. So I'm curious as to why they needed, you know, $2 million of backers money
when they got Sony dollars.
Right, they got Sony
they
dollars.
Got Sony
enough
dollars.
So Sony can say this is going to be PS4 exclusive
and
or something.
My God, if it doesn't, like,
change
quadruple or multiply in quality,
so yeah,
people have wasted some money here, in my opinion.
It's just your opinion, man. Here's what I if you don't know what Shenmue is, it pretty much was like the best game, one of the best games on the Dreamcast. It was so ambitious
on the Dreamcast,
1999
which
to 2001,
which was an amazing console and got crushed, and that makes me sad.
Rest in peace.
It's one of my favorite ever.
You know, the Dreamcast, all the games on the Dreamcast, this game specifically, but the Dreamcast mm-hmm. had a knack for being overambitious.
Oh yeah,
and it did a lot.
That's the definition of the Dreamcast, overambitious.
Yeah, I think Shenmue was on like three discs
You're
or two
right.
discs or whatever, or maybe even on four discs.
What?
But it had full voice acting for most things. It was great. Shenmue 2 came out for either Xbox or Xbox 360. I want to say it was the original Xbox, and then it died. The love story just or the story. I'm quoting the trailer. The story just stopped. And, you know, it's been sort of in a pit for a while. And then they say that we're doing Shenmue 3 because the fans wanted it, because Sony fans wanted it. That's what they said. And it's just some dumb marketing thing that they use Yeah, it's like, Sony fans have never played this on a Sony console, so why are Sony... Shenmue fans want it, sure. Fans of the Dreamcast may want it, fine. Fans of the Xbox, where that was on originally, fine. Okay, cool. Or you know, back the second sequel or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems dumb when you just say Sony fans want it. You're being very arbitrary there. But so we looked at the trailer, and the water in the brook looks great.
Oh, the water looks great.
The leaves in the brook and the water in the brook looks great.
That I saw 50 million times.
The character models don't look too bad.
They're very robotic.
They're very rigid. Ro or whatever his name is, he looks very much like he just got his model from the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay. The voice acting, that was another one. We're making
the
fun
voice
of the
voice acting.
Acting.
Oh my, okay. So in case no one knows, I'm into animation and video games and do this radio thing. I love voice actors.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they could have paid some.
So these sound like the original voice actors.
Was it original audio clips from the original console?
It may be. And that's why I say
William Shatner here.
It feels like they took the exact same models from the original games and they just put them in there. And you know what? He walks around very robotically, very rigidly, and runs in a weird way. And you know what? Back on the Dreamcast, that was fine.
It was the Dreamcast.
You can't. Well, it was 1999. You can't take
in 1999. That's not even 2000.
You know, it's not. I promise.
By definition.
So yeah, that got sort of released more or less.
Wow, that makes me sad. That was 99.
99.
We're 15 years into 2000.
That's it.
Advance.
Yep. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 got shown. It just looks like Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Again. Welcome to it. Yep.
Zombies will be there.
We're used to that.
Deus Ex Mankind Divided got a new gameplay, I think gameplay trailer. It showed off some more stuff. We had seen it before, but it's always looking great because we love Deus Ex, and that's amazing.
Oh, yes.
Tom Clancy The Division got an extended trailer. It didn't really show me much more different than what it showed last time it was demoed, I think at last E3.
Yeah.
And it was fine. That's okay. It looks like something I would play.
Didn't build a hype for you.
It looks like Watch Dogs. After playing Watch Dogs, it looks like Watch Dogs. It looks like they took everything from the Watch Dog engine and made it pretty. Just Cause 3, I'm getting that game. Just Cause 3 is amazing. They pitched it. You've got infinite C4. You've got multiple grappling hooks. You got parachutes.
I feel like I should get it.
Wingsuits.
Everything.
Have you ever played Just Cause 1 or 2?
Yeah, well, no. That's what I was going to say. I've spent so many hours in Just Cause 2.
Yeah,
it's I feel like I almost owe them to just buy Just Cause 3.
I think you probably do.
And then play that till Just Cause 4 comes out.
You know, it's great. Just Cause 3 looks amazing, and I'm ready. They definitely want you to have fun. It's not about... Just Cause has never been about the story. It's always been about the experiences.
Well, it's been a pun. You get it, right? There's a Just Cause that you can actually follow this stupid story about.
Or you can just play it just cause.
Get it?
I like how every time they play the game, it's pretty much North Korea. Like, they're playing in North Korea. Like, you know, it's ridiculous. Play the game and see what you think. Kingdom Hearts 3 got an extended trailer, a gameplay trailer that we haven't seen in a long time. It looked fantastic. I'm a huge Kingdom Hearts fan, and I can't wait
to play it. That is actually on my list of games to start playing. Dude. I have a friend that wants to gear up with me and start playing some
Kingdom Hearts. I have the HD version of 1, and I'm waiting for 2. I don't think 2's coming out yet.
I'm a terrible nerd, because I've never played the Zelda games, never played the Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah, I mean...
What did I do with my life? I read books or something.
There's a lot of series that we're going to start playing, and it's going to be really, really great. A new one, For Honor. It's like Vikings and stuff. They showed a little bit about...
There's no dinosaur robots. Who cares?
Just Dance is getting a subscription service.
I feel weird about that.
Yeah, so apparently if you have Just Dance 2016, which that's what they released, or they're announcing Just Dance 2016, you can get new songs and everything. And they had some guy come out and dance and sing, and it was cool. Concept, who is behind Mighty No. 9, that's Inafune, Kenji Inafune.
If you're not pumped about that...
You should be pumped.
You should be pumped.
Mega Man fans everywhere.
Start just running around screaming, because you're excited now.
They are pitching...
Can you hear the excitement?
They pitched a new game called ReCore.
Pre-ordered Mighty No. 9 yet?
You should.
I'm sorry.
If you haven't, you should.
Do it. I think it was on summer sale.
Metal Gear Solid 5 released their probably their last trailer. The game release is September 1st, so that's a very early great birthday present for me. I love the Metal Gear Solid series, but with Konami kind of screwing over Hideo Kojima and Kojima Studios, and I say that, we don't know really what's going on, but I know that he's leaving. This is his last Metal Gear Solid game, and even though they're going to continue the series, I probably won't buy it again, because there's a driving force behind those games, and he is the driving force. His storytelling ability, his directing, everything about it is so perfect, and I've grown to enjoy it.
It's the experience that you expect. The problem is with that whole situation, we don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened. And we might know, I know the Japanese as a people, as a culture, is very humble, and they're not going to spread rumors, and they're not going to be mean about it, and they're not going to, even if it's the truth, we're not going to spread anything, because it's very, that's a pride thing. So we may never know what actually happened, but the trailer for Metal Gear Solid 5 looked amazing. I don't understand it, and I'm happy that I don't understand it, because that means it's never been predictable. The series has never, ever been predictable.
No.
Even when you know that this game is in the past, and you know that it has to somehow line up with the future, and you've played the future games, you don't know how it's going to line up, and it's not very predictable. And that's amazing. That's one of the best things, in my opinion.
I agree. Keeps you guessing.
A really cool game. It's an indie game, Cuphead.
Cuphead, buying, done.
It looks like a 1930s cartoon.
Give it to me on everything that I can play it on.
Like Steamboat Willie.
I'll
play
it on a toaster.
Do you?
I do. I will.
Tacoma, which is from Gone Home, makers of Gone Home. Very, very cool. It looks like Gone Home in space.
Kind of like
a psychological thriller.
Ooh, fancy.
They didn't show a lot, but they showed enough to get me interested.
I think I must have fallen asleep or ate food or something.
EA has their Access Vault, which is effectively a subscription plan, so you can play their games for $5 a month.
I have feelings on subscription thingies.
Yeah. Okay, we're announcing a lot of the stuff today. We're going to elaborate later. Microsoft HoloLens had a fantastic show.
Yes, please.
We want the technology
on the
today.
Hey, Microsoft, we'll demo it on the radio for you.
Absolutely.
We'll tell everyone how awesome it is.
Nintendo, though, had a very weird showing. First off, they started
So did you see the digital event?
Yes.
They
started the entire show with puppets. big people in Nintendo. So Iwata, I can't remember the other guy's name.
The head of the American division, the head of all of
Nintendo everything. Japan and Nintendo America and Nintendo Europe, and they were all puppets.
They're all puppets.
And they did crazy puppet things. They did all crazy puppet things. Anyway,
they turned into the Star Fox characters.
A new Star Fox is coming out, and it looks cool in a way. It's experimental. Okay. And
I like what they're doing. Well, the fact that they're experimenting with anything makes me happy.
Nintendo,
instead of just repacking a game again.
And instead of just making new consoles with crazy different ways of interfacing.
Yeah. So the fact that they're actually experimenting with a console they made makes me happy. Yep. The first person view on the tablet piece of the Wii U compared to the overall view you'll see on the TV for Star Fox, I like that concept.
That
I
looks nice.
Yeah. It's a good use of the tablet form.
Yeah. So new Star Fox, new Legend of Zelda called Triforce Heroes, though at the same time, they tried a four-player not Minish Cap, but it was the same thing. Four Swords maybe or whatever. They tried this four-player sort of Legend of Zelda a while back with the Game Boy Advance, and it failed really badly.
They get stacking now.
Well,
they've learned in Mario.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And then another Wii game.
I will play it as part of my quest at this point.
Metroid Prime Federation Forces, which doesn't contain Samus, and seems really cartoony and dumb, and separate universe.
Your face is cartoony and dumb.
It's weird. I didn't think Nintendo really didn't bring anything this E3.
I gotta say, Nintendo didn't bring anything super exciting, but in the fallout from Sony and everyone else, they really brought it. I don't think Nintendo really brought it this year.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything particularly bad. I think they're going in a good direction. Just nothing really gets the blood pumping.
I think, you know what, they didn't
show...
Nintendo is Nintendo, and they're reviving characters and series that haven't... Like, Legend of Zelda is great. They're not doing a big Legend of Zelda. They're doing a mobile Legend of Zelda. They are doing Metroid Prime, but they're not doing a console version of Metroid Prime. They're doing like a mobile version of Metroid Prime. And then they're doing Star Fox, which is a console thing, but they have abandoned Star Fox since like 2005.
Right, so I'm glad to see them bring him back at least.
Yeah, well, instead, I say 2005. They did Star Fox 3D, and then they did Star Fox the other one, like Assault whatever, on the 3DS or the DS. What I'm saying is, like, this experimental thing, it'd be nice if it works. I hope it works.
I do too. It looks, I think it would, if I had a Wii U, I may get one. I don't know.
The weird thing is, like, I didn't see anything from Capcom.
This E3.
And I just, it's what you didn't see, you know. But anyway, this segment's running super long. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to end the show. This is Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Every time I build a robot, and every time I sink a ship, every time I throw a girl off of a big old building or abandoned bridge, it seems you're back.
We're back on 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. We're all out of time. We spent a lot of time describing what happened at E3, but not really giving our opinions or anything on that stuff. So
we'll follow up on that.
We'll follow up on that via blogs and maybe via videos, or certainly via more stuff for you next week. We're going to kind
all
of
the fun,
we're
going to
rebuild
bits.
After we have the power. We have the technology. We have the... We don't
go
have
on,
money,
check out all the replays of everything that happened if you didn't get to catch it live.
Yeah, you know, E3, YouTube rather, has E3 trailer battles, which is awesome. You can go and you can watch all the trailers back to back to back, and it cuts out all of the other stuff in the conference, all the stupid, lame business that they put in there.
You know what?
Something I'll say, Ubisoft usually has lame conferences. This one was lame, too. They got the same.
Nothing new.
They got the community
lame
manager, and you know what?
Now.
The community manager is just not good. I can't remember what their name is.
These conferences used to be lame. I mean, they still are.
Yeah,
lame,
this one
used
lame.
To be.
At least there was no dance. Well, there was. Ubisoft did do dancing. They did Let's Dance. So yeah. Anyway, we will catch you back next week. We will have more stuff. Before we're out, Bear, what is the website where you can hear this and all of our other stuff?
You can always find it at exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We also have a social media landing page and offerings. You can go to exppoints.com/social, and you'll see all that stuff. As I said before, iTunes, Stitcher, and streaming from the web. You can catch that all on expoints.com/social. We're out. We're going to leave you with two songs, and you need to turn it up on these.
Crank it to 11.
Crank it to 11. This is the Chiptune Legacy.
Break it.
Break your... What?
The knob. Break it.
If you
break
don't
it at
have,
11
if
so
you,
no one come in and turn down
if
your
you
stuff.
Don't, if you don't have a knob, just... Just put some tape
digital.
On the buttons. Put them tape on the buttons. This is Chiptune Legacy with Big Giant Circles. After that, Outbreak by Saber Pulse. We'll catch you back next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. like we always do. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You can listen to this exclusively on 90.9 FM.
KSLU.